Coming up on episode number 353, I get a chance to sit down and talk with Gary Calamar, who's the music supervisor for, among others, a television show called Weeds. What does that have to do with Coverville, you might ask? Well, every episode begins with a cover version of Malvina Reynolds' song, Little Boxes. We'll talk about the song, the show, and some of his other projects in just a moment. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me. Okay, I need to get into the right frame of mind for a Weeds interview.
Oh, no, what does that involve?
No comment.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, where they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And they all play on the golf course and drink their martinis dry, and they all have pretty children, and the children go to school, and the children go to summer camp, and then to the university, where they are put in boxes and they come out all the same. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
My guest tonight is a music supervisor who's been involved with finding music for movies and TV shows, both past and present, including such powerhouses as Six Feet Under, Entourage, Dexter, and House. Another of his current projects is the Showtime series Weeds, which tells the story of a suburban widow who makes a living as a marijuana dealer. Starting with season 2, the theme song of the show, Little Boxes, is covered by a new artist each week. The new season of Weeds starts August 13th on Showtime. Please welcome to Coverville, Gary Calamar.
Thank you, Brian. Very happy to be talking to you.
Yeah. Well, what first off, I just to kind of clear up, because I actually don't know, what does a music supervisor do?
Well, that's an excellent question, and as soon as I figure out the answer, I will let you know. No, it's a music supervisor, a lot of different things, depending on the production. Basically, you know, I work with the producer and we have this other phone trying to get in. I don't know if that's going to be a problem. But
that's all right.
And basically just kind of take care of all of the musical aspects of the show, you know, working with the composer, certainly finding songs for the show, and in most cases doing like the clearance and the licensing and things like that. You know, sometimes there's a lot of politics involved. There's a lot of kind of trying to decipher what the director or producer is looking for and to find songs that make the scenes work.
Now, for those song choices, do you start with the scene and then look for a song to fit it, or do you start with the song and then see where it would be best played?
Definitely start with the scene. Mm-hmm. You know, usually I will get the script early on, and I might just start thinking about songs at that point. But generally, after I see the first rough cut is when we start getting, you know, serious about what songs are going to be used. Often the editor of the show will put a song in, like a temporary song, a temp song, in a scene that the editor thinks, you know, might be close or might just be like a place marker, you know, to switch out the song later. But, yeah, generally we'll all sit around the music supervisor and the producer and the director and is creatively involved with this episode and throw around ideas and whether we need a song in the scene or whether we need the composer to write something in the scene. You know, it's all kind of decided at this spotting session.
Now, going back to the idea of using covers of little boxes for the theme of each show, I think it's brilliant, and it's become one of those things that you watch for, kind of like the chalkboard that Bart Simpson is writing on The Simpsons and the Futurama title gags. Whose idea was it to start doing the different covers for each show?
It was kind of an organic idea that started. The idea started in season one, which is actually the season I started in season two. But in season one, I guess the producers were having some concern of whether they were going to be able to license the Malvina Reynolds version. For whatever reason, I think they were having a little difficulty contacting the estate or something like that. So at that point, they actually had a couple of covers done just in case they couldn't get the Malvina Reynolds version. And I think, and then eventually they did get the Malvina, you know, the original version to use in season one. And I think getting those covers kind of sparked the idea of, you know, doing what we are now doing in season two and season three. So I think it was probably Genji Kohan, certainly with the assistance of Mark Burley, kind of came up with that idea. But as I said, it came up very organically because in the first season we thought we would need a cover. And then it just kind of sparked into this brilliant idea.
Well,
it
works. It works really, really well. Who have been some of the standout performers that you've been working with, and what's their response? Do you contact them, or are they already a fan of the show and they contact you?
It kind of works both ways. Usually, when we go after the bigger artists, you know, the Elvis Costellos or the Randy Newmans or people like that, you know, we are certainly contacting them. At the same time, we're getting, you know, many bands, submitting their versions of the song, you know, without us asking. So it kind of works both ways. Some of the standouts for me were those two that I just mentioned, Randy Newman and Elvis Costello.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes just the same as a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university, and they were put in boxes and they came out all the same. There's a doctor and a lawyer and a business executive, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
You know, this season we have, actually what's probably my favorite is this African pop artist, Angelique Kidjo. She did a very interesting version, which will be airing in season three. And also we have this version done in Russian by the band Persephone's Bees coming up this season. You know, we like to kind of mix it up. We had a French version last season. So whenever we get another language or just, you know, a different kind of interpretation of the song, we certainly welcome that.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a green one and a pink one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. And the people in the houses all went to the university where they were put in the boxes, and they came out all the same. And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky. They all look just the same.
You know, the irony is not lost on me of having a show that's filled with several different versions of Little Boxes when the song itself is about repetition and monotony. So let's break things up a little bit with another song that Gary picked out for Weeds. This is the Uncovered Gem of the Week. It's a song by Nellie McKay. It's called David, and you'll find it on the original soundtrack, the first soundtrack that came out from Weeds. Here's Nellie McKay with David.
Look at you, you're young, having so much fun, gonna be a star, blah, blah, blah. And click, there goes the phone. I don't wanna know what my horoscope's predicting. Just pour me a drink, cause I need a kick. I don't wanna think, I just wanna say, David, don't you hear me at all? David, won't you give me a call? Waiting here, not making a sound. David, come around. Mr. Bush, he says, I'm your president, I have lots to say. Hey, 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 and click goes the remote. There you have my vote. Catching the next boat out of here. Just pour me a drink, cause I need a lie. I don't wanna think, I just wanna die. David, don't you hear me at all? David, don't you hear through the wall? Waiting here, not making the sound. David, come around. Pervades the world outside. Days offer spades of hurled out cries. Gone is the fair and five of dimes. But he is there, he's so fine. Listen to her play, has something to say, even as a rap. But click, there goes the lid. Sorry about the fib, I ain't got a grip on nothing. Just pour me a drink right out of the can. I don't wanna think, I just want one.
Anything else that you want to kind of hint about for music on season three? Maybe not necessarily the opening theme songs, but any other bands that you're really excited to be, that you're excited to have contributing music to the show?
I mean, there's lots of great stuff. A lot of, you know, the budget on Weeds is fairly modest, let's say. So we're always looking for new, you know, indie up-and-coming bands that we could afford, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So this season we have a great artist from Los Angeles, Eleni Mandel. We've got this band Illinois, who's great. The Thermals. This guy Gideon, Gideon Freudman, I believe is the way he pronounces it. People like that, and plus our composers, Gwendolyn and Brandon, are just brilliant, you know, doing the score music of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they actually, you know, do some songs for us as well from time to time. But yeah, that's a little taste of some of the things coming up.
Very cool. Well, I'm excited to see what's coming up. Yeah, I've noticed that the soundtracks are out. The soundtracks don't have many of the covers. Actually, I'm looking through them, and I think the Elvis Costello version and the Malvina Reynolds versions are on there. But do you have any plans to release all the different versions of Little Boxes on a compilation?
We would definitely like to get them out. I mean, tell me what your opinion. You're a covers man. I mean, do you think that that's a viable product, a compilation of Little Boxes covers?
Absolutely. I mean, there was an album that came out in Australia a few years ago that was all Stairway to Heaven covers done by different bands. So there's definitely
I remember an old one from Rhino Records that was covers of Louie Louie. Louie Louie.
Yep. Back and then there was a Tom's Diner cover album a while back.
Yeah,
so.
I remember that one. Yeah.
So I think there's definitely
We certainly thought about it. I mean, we definitely would like to make the versions available. Whether it's actually going to be on a physical CD or not remains to be seen, but it's definitely something we always talk about.
Cool. Well, yeah, you could package it in a little baggie or something.
In a little box, perhaps.
There you go. Even better.
Yes.
Terrific. Well, Gary, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us here. Really looking forward to the new season and some of the surprises that come right from the very beginning of the show, not just stuff that happens during the content of the show, but surprises right from the very beginning.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for having me. And I love working on the show and, love doing it. So thanks for talking to me.
Terrific. All right, and that is going to do it for tonight's episode. Thank you, Gary Calamar, for taking the time to talk with me on the show here. If you want to get in touch with Coverville, it's really easy to do. Everything you need to know, you'll find at coverville.com, including addresses to get a hold of me, the phone number for our request line, and, of course, a discussion forum where you guys can discuss your favorite covers and your favorite cover albums and even your favorite versions of Little Boxes. Earlier in the show, you heard the Malvina Reynolds original version of Little Boxes. You also heard Elvis Costello's version, as well as Tim DeLauder from the Polyphonic Spree, his version. And then the uncovered gem of the week you heard was Nellie McKay and her song David. Make sure to check out Weeds. You'll see it on Showtime. I believe you'll also be able to find past episodes, current episodes, on iTunes. You can select seasons or individual episodes. And, of course, the DVDs, which is how Tina and I got caught up to the show this last summer. We'll be back on Thursday night with a Led Zeppelin cover story. So until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly, cachefly.com.